Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Bono.
Bono, the famous singer?
Yep, you too.
Wow.
He's a 1-3 generator on the right angle cross of explanation in the quarter of civilization, fourth color, left fixed. He's a triple split. He has an electromagnetic 6124, conscious 4323, and electromagnetic 317. All that split off from this conscious and unconscious 596, and that's all cut off from this electromagnetic 2838.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, in a way, both two parts of his three are projected elements. You know, that 4323 personality, sun, earth, first line, you know, proselytization. You know, talk about somebody, and then his cross, the right angle cross of explanation. I mean, these people are in your face with whatever it is.
Well, he's in very important people's faces about, popular discontent, right?
Oh,
And
yeah.
I mean, he is really, they've made him a knight. He's been on Time magazine as, one of the most influential people with, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. I mean, he's really out there, talking about AIDS, talking about poverty, talking about the debt that these third world, countries have. And so, yes, he is known to be really articulate. No
Well,
surprise, very articulate about the issues. And
no, I mean, he's just 51 years old now. And you look at that fourth gate, first line, the will to triumph. You know, this guy is, and he's got something to prove with that open, and it's the only open center he has, the open heart center. You know, struggle, 2838, but fifth line, 38th gate, alienation, the fighter. You know, that popular discontent, the sixth gate, third line, rejection of allegiance as submission. You know, this guy's really kind of a force unto himself, and with a triple split, you know, really kind of out there, you know, attracting attention. I mean, getting your attention. 54th gate twice. Enlightenment, you know, that's fourth line. So this is a higher, you know, he's got a higher cause going on here
Well, yeah,
than.
he's got the 50, 54, 4, enlightenment, darkness. He's got that both, conscious and unconscious. I mean, nine first lines. I mean, he's
Yeah.
really, I think, done his homework about these things, and really, puts his money where his mouth is, right? I mean,
Right.
he's started a company with his wife that does clothing. That's all being made in Africa. It's about trade, not debt. That, people want jobs. They don't just want handouts, those kinds of
Right.
things, But yeah, I mean, I think he's a real force in that sense, and he has all of these different parts of himself that really have to be satisfied. It's cute, this band has been together since like 1976. I found it very interesting that they made an agreement and they all get the same share. Now, he's the one everybody knows about,
Right.
but it's one of the reasons, it's like everybody's got to be in, or they don't do anything. But in the beginning, they tried to do covers of other people's songs, like he really wanted to sing the Rolling Stones,
Right.
and they sucked. I mean, it was just terrible. And so at that point, they started writing their own music, and he writes almost all of their music, which is obviously, very political, very personal.
Right. No. I mean, 11th gate, fifth line, the philanthropist, the motiveless nurturing of the disenfranchised. You know,
And it's in his lyrics, and he also has, all three of the circuits, right? So I think, he speaks to everybody. He
Right.
speaks at this tribal level. He really definitely is speaking to the outsider more than anything. And then obviously he's got this alpha of he says, because he just recently had emergency back surgery, and they had to cancel the tour that they were going to be on. So he's having to lay around while he, mends.
Right.
And he
Thinking,
Well,
probably.
no, he's writing. He's
Ah.
writing, and he's saying that, he's thinking about the future because he never thinks about the past. right? And it's like, you bet.
Right, right. Or he's thinking right now is what he's thinking,
right,
you know.
Now, but also that alpha, you know, looking into the future and where things are going. Because I don't think this guy stops very often, you know, for
right.
a triple split generator, you know, we know how they can really, really go.
Driven, you
mm-hmm.
know, being driven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, quarter of civilization, so really... And it's where all the throat gates are, you know, so it's building something, perfecting something. We got to get to work and second tone. So, you know, he has this agenda, you know, that, you know, it's just got to be right. And fourth color being influential and what is needed and what we need to do. And, you know, and on top of it, you know, personally, with all those first lines and a 1-3 profile, and I think he has... that 24th gate fourth line, which is the hermit, the sixth gate first line about retreat. You know, personally, I think he's probably very private, very, you know, it's not about him in a way. You know, it's
well,
about these causes.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, he has to have some time alone. But, you know, there's this strong channel of intimacy, both conscious and unconscious. You know, they talk about when he's... and he's really a showman, and that when he's up there on the stage, though, he's really getting down in the audience, bringing people up, you know, really this uh-huh. kind of intimacy within, you know, I mean, these guys have these huge presentations, you know, that are just...
I've never
probably,
seen one of his
probably
shows.
Probably
yeah.
the most enormous shows that are happening today. And then you've got him up there sort of personalizing it, you know, bringing somebody up to let them sing and whatever, you know, going down. And
right, right.
In anyway, it's just, it's
right,
like
right,
that
right.
it has to have this level of intimacy with the people, I think, for him to really be able to perform, but also that he's such a performer. I mean, he's quite a contrast if you actually, you know, think about him and Mick Jagger, right? You know, Mick Jagger up there bouncing
right,
around.
Right.
But that, you know, that Jagger, and I don't know, you know, I've watched both of them, not actually in person, but it's like you can really connect.
He busts right
Bono.
Into your aura.
He, yeah,
I mean,
he's
you know.
Just really present in a way that I never could relate to Jagger in the same way, right?
Right, no, that alpha, you know, it's just as you're saying, and you know, that the 28-38 channel, but that 28th gate, you know, bringing you into the struggle, you know, no fence sitters, you know.
I mean, you know, with all that individuality, the passion that he has and the passion that, you know, that really comes out. And it's interesting, you know, being an alpha, I mean, there are the critics. I mean, there are a lot of critics about his philanthropy and, you know, about all the money that they've made. And they, you know, just before Ireland changed its tax code, they moved it all out of the country, you know, and
right.
so
well they can spend it better than Ireland can.
Well, his thing is they make their money all over the world and they get taxed all over the world, and they're in Ireland actually very little. So I mean, he has his own explanation,
right.
of course, but that you know, he has his detractors, and you know, of course there's the people that, you know, don't like what he's doing and speak up against him. So
yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see, because, you know, it's being 51 years old, that's that Chiron return, and even though he doesn't have a six in his profile, I mean, he has, three gates
sixes,
in his chart.
Yeah.
You know, just what, it's almost like a new phase of his life, of his process, and I mean, if he's just now had this back surgery and stuff, that's kind of taken him out of action, you know, and I think there might be some kind of new energetic coming in.
Well, you know, one of the six lines that he has is the 10. You know, he is a role model. I mean, you know, millions of people are seeing him. And again, a role model, I think, as this person that really is bringing revolution, is really saying, I mean, basically what he's saying is that, you know, we are a generation that should be able to end poverty. We have the technology. We have everything we need. And it's interesting because then he goes on to say what we seem to not have is will. We don't have the willpower because we've got everything else. There is actually no reason, you know, that anybody goes to bed hungry in today's world. And so, you know, he's out there as a role model, you know, speaking.
Oh, no. Seventh gate, fifth line, the general.
Right.
You know, and 31st gate, first line, you know, mm-hmm. which is leadership in that alpha channel. But that, you know, getting his identity and who he is out there in this heresy, you know, really probably not caring. And that 44th gate of, you know, just having the talent to do that second line management. He just has a knack for how to manipulate the collective, get it out there.
And he's left fixed. I mean, he has, you know, he has a strategy. He has a way to, you know, it's like he's really focused in a certain way. And we really see that about him. So,
yeah. No, he's not going to stop shouting.
No.
You know, with that cross.
Mm-mm.
You know, and every time they speak a little louder, maybe you didn't hear me. People are starving, you know.
Right.
So, well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're out of time with Bono. But until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.